The fact that incentivizing conservation doesn't lead to strong social and economic benefits ties back to problems with the capitalist market system that rewards, or at least doesn't punish, environmentally destructive behavior. Put another way, even if you offer financial incentives to conserve, that revenue unfortunately may not be enough to overcome the large opportunity costs of not engaging in business-as-usual economic profit-making enterprise. This is where market-based approaches come in. How can we work within the global market system to achieve sustainability? Well, most economists agree that in order to work, market-based approaches must both incentivize good or desirable behavior and punish bad behavior. These can be implemented on both the demand side and the supply side. One common example of a market-based approach is eco-labeling. This is basically when an environmentally friendly product can be recognized as such, often through certification by a third party. We've talked about several examples in this class, like the Forest Stewardship Council, the Marine Stewardship Council, and Dolphin Safe Tuna, and there's of course organic labeling as well. The idea here is that producers who engage in sustainable practices can be recognized by the consumer, and can offset the added costs of their green practices by charging more for their products. The fatal flaw with eco-labeling, is that it penalizes good behavior. The producer must pay for the certification, and the consumer must pay a higher price for the product. This approach will always rely on a niche market of eco-minded consumers willing and able to pay more to buy those products. For this reason, eco-labeling, as currently done, is not a good market-based approach for mainstreaming sustainable practices. Another common market-based approach you are likely familiar with are green energy subsidies. Here, consumers and producers can receive credits, like tax breaks and rebates, to consume or produce renewable energy, electric vehicles, etc. In New York City, the subsidization of fares for public transport is a creative example that reduces the price of using this greener alternative compared to commuting in your own car. All of these approaches incentivize good behavior by making the more sustainable alternative cheaper.